Welcome to our midweek podcast, 21st of October. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Job 1:21. Some of my favourite songs or hymns are those that either quote or remind me instantly of favourite Bible verses. No condemnation now I dread, from And Can It Be, Romans 8 verse 1. My soul finds rest in God alone, Psalm 62. And then there's Blessed Be Your Name, which so brilliantly captures these words of Job as he responds in this amazing way to the suffering that has suddenly devastated his life. If you know the start of the book, you'll know we're introduced to Job as a blameless and upright, God-fearing man, whom God has blessed with a large family and great wealth. But then in one day, he loses almost everything as he's hit with wave after wave of terrible news. Sabaean raiders attack, kill his servants and steal his herds. Fire from heaven falls and consumes both his flocks and those tending them. Then Chaldean raiders sweep in, killing further servants and stealing his camels. And then finally, and most tragically, a mighty wind, a hurricane perhaps, hits the house where his 10 children have gathered for a feast. The house collapses and not one of them survives. It's the kind of suffering we can't get our heads round. It's the sort of thing where news footage can only show piles of rubble where homes used to be. What can the believer do in such circumstances? Well, he grieves like anyone else. Verse 20 says that this Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. These are expressions of profound distress and intense grief. He is a broken man. But in the midst of his devastation, we read this. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Or as the ESV puts it, "Blessed is the name of the Lord." What can we learn from Job? Many things, no doubt, but here's the lesson I want us to pick out today. When suffering comes, we need to hold on to both God's sovereignty and God's goodness. Job clings on to both. So first, he trusts that God is sovereign, that God is in control of everything that is happening. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. So first, the Lord gave. Job acknowledges that all his wealth and blessings, all that he ever had, were given to him by God. None of it was his by right. He entered the world with nothing, as we all do. Everything was a gift. Good for us to remember that. Everything we have, a gift from God. And even when we enjoy those gifts, they don't become ours permanently. Job understands they were entrusted to him for as long as he lived. Again, of course, this is true for us all. Now, when the rich man died and someone inquired, "How much did he leave?" the solicitor answered, "Everything." They always do. We let go of our possessions at death, or possibly before. But it all happens by the sovereign hand of God. You give and take away, as the song goes, because that is exactly what Job says. What's striking here is that Job holds on to God's sovereignty, despite the fact that others are involved. So there's the greed and murderous actions of the Sabaeans and Chaldeans. They carry out their evil actions, and Job knows that, but still he says, "The Lord has taken away." Job doesn't know what we know as readers, that behind the scenes in the spiritual realm, Satan has made an accusation at God, saying, "Job only worships you because you've blessed him so much. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. But if you take it all away, he'll curse you." So God gives Satan permission to afflict Job. Now, Job doesn't know that, But still he's right to say, as he surveys the ruins of his life, "The Lord has taken away," because that is what the Bible consistently teaches us. Even in suffering, God is sovereign. So in Isaiah 45, verse 7, he says, "I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things." Now, our first instinct might be to say, well, this is no comfort. When I face real hardship or suffering, or when the worst happens, I don't like the thought that God is responsible for it. But actually, it is good news because of whose hands we are in. Job helps us here because, as well as holding on to God's sovereignty, he also clings on to God's goodness. "May the name of the Lord be praised," or blessed. It's not just that God is in control, so just put up with what happens. Job knows this God. He is the Lord. That's his covenant name. He's the one who pledged himself to his people, who set his love upon them. He's the Lord who's always proved himself faithful in every circumstance. Job may not understand what the Lord is doing, but he does know that he is good and faithful and therefore worthy of praise, whatever he may be facing. All of us are enduring a difficult time at the moment, and some of us may be facing particular suffering, maybe things that are almost too much to bear. But let me encourage us to cling on to these two things, to anchor ourselves in these two precious truths. God is sovereign. No matter what is happening to us, he is in control and we are in his hands. And he is good. He is the Lord, the one who pledged himself to us. He's the one who came to us in Jesus Christ, who went to the cross to save us. And as we look at the cross, we do see these things so clearly. We see God's sovereignty in spite of all the evil motives and actions of many people. As Jesus goes to the cross, God is perfectly in control, working out his plan. But also on the cross, we see his goodness, don't we? His grace, his faithfulness, and his amazing love for us. So let's cling on to those things. Let's cling on to him. Let's pray. Father, we confess we do struggle to hold these things together, but we see how much we need to know that you're in control and how much we need to know that you love us. So help us to trust you, and by the power of your Spirit, help us to hold on to you. And we pray especially for those facing particularly hard times at the moment. Please would you strengthen their faith in you as you hold on to them. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, we thank you that even the coronavirus is in your hands. Lord, would you have mercy on us? Please grant wisdom to all those working in government, in health, for our scientists and community leaders. But we also pray that you would be working out your good purposes through this time of trial. Would you be refining your people and growing your kingdom? For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, thank you very much for listening in. Do join us, if you can, for the pandemic prayer meeting at 8:30 on Friday morning for 20 minutes. Details of that in the email that this podcast was in.